At this stage of the planning for extensions, consultants are looking at a key issue in planning the original subway project, what's now called transit-oriented development, essentially using the train line to encourage development in the area of stations, housing, or commercial or office developments would locate closely to take advantage of mass transit. The closest big local example is the way Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus encourages travel there to the Allen Hospital station. Transit planner Tom Jost says this stage of the planning is determining the exact route of extensions.
Alternatives analysis phase is really just commencing. Through the environmental impact process, we would look at a number of different alternatives associated with alignments and things of that nature. So we've done some work, we've done some study, we understand the corridor physically, but we have to really understand more the social dynamic, the environmental conditions and all that. So we're very much still looking at alternatives.
The general route is between the university campuses, as the original plan called for more than four decades ago. Money to pay for this planning is expected to be in the state budget, which will probably be passed this week. Money for construction depends on the planning, so asking for construction cash is years away. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.